Larger than expected harvest. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The weather this year has been kind to most crops so far this season, and that could mean bigger than expected harvests and even lower prices. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Last month, certainly we're pointing towards very large crops, and this month nothing's really changed.
The Agriculture Department's chief economist, Joe Glauber, after looking at the USDA's new crop forecast, actually the changes are basically increases to expected harvests. The report showing a near record 13 billion bushel corn crop and a record 3.25 billion bushel soybean crop in the making.
The only caveat is it's a late developing crop, and it still continues to be late. You know, we've still had cool weather in some parts of the country, but if you look at on the corn side, the second highest production on record, and similarly with soybeans, yields look good. I think they're going to be the third highest on record.
So that's good. The other caveat, though, is the price situation. Prices in general lower now than last year, and USDA has had to lower its forecasts even more for prices in this next marketing year. USDA's Outlook Chairman Jerry Bangi on corn prices.
We're looking at a midpoint price of about $3.35 compared to the $4.08 that will be recorded for 2008-09.
Now, corn growers may not be dancing for joy at that price, but Bangi says remember that last year at this time,
corn producers were looking at fertilizer prices which were 3 and 4 times what they are today.
So there may be a better chance for profit than the corn price would indicate. Meanwhile, the soybean price forecast?
Down from the $10 that we recorded in 2008-09, but I don't think there's any way you could say other than the fact that the producers will be very happy with the $9.10 price that they're seeing now.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And if the rain will stop long enough so they can get their crops harvested, Tennessee could have better yields as well. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.